AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. It was 1 week ago today that terrorists carried out coordinated attacks in Paris, killing 130 people. Tonight at the UN, the Security Council unanimously approved a French-sponsored resolution calling on all nations to redouble their efforts to prevent further terror attacks. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Michelle Sisson says people around the world are suffering under terrorist attacks and threats.
We, the member states of the United Nations, must therefore intensify and accelerate our efforts to degrade and defeat these groups once and for all. We need a truly global initiative to counter ISIL, prevent more attacks in our homelands, and stabilize the Middle East.
Body parts collected at the scene of Wednesday's police raid in Paris, in which the alleged ringleader of the Paris attacks and his cousin were killed, lead prosecutors to conclude that a third person was the one who detonated a suicide vest, not the ringleader's female cousin. At least 20 people, including one American, are reported to have died today in an attack on a hotel in Bamako, the capital of Mali. The attack was carried out by heavily armed Islamic extremists, two of whom were killed. Some congressional leaders are pushing new legislation which would prevent people on terrorism watch lists from being able to purchase a gun in the U.S.
People who want to buy guns from federally licensed gun dealers are barred from purchasing them if they're on certain lists. If they've committed serious crimes or have serious mental illnesses, they cannot by law be allowed to buy those guns. But the transaction is not blocked if you appear on a terrorism watch list.
AP correspondent Alan Fram. Authorities are responding to a shooting at a high school in suburban Las Vegas that has left one person dead. This is AP Radio News. Chipotle is dealing with more cases of E. coli that has spread south and east from Washington and Oregon into California, Minnesota, and New York.
What the CDC is now telling us is that they've now counted new additional cases in these states, but that they are linked back to the same time frame as the Washington and Oregon.
Attorney Bill Marler, who is representing people who have become sick after eating Chipotle food, describes what food inspectors are saying about the latest cases.
This is a Chipotle E. coli O26, which is a very rare form of E. coli. It's an O26 outbreak, and it is more likely than not linked to a perishable item, some sort of lettuce or condiment item.
To date, no one has died of E. coli contracted at Chipotle restaurants. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.